Hi everyone, my name is Red Cachet, and continuing with the secrets theme, I wanted to tell you a secret about survivor's guilt. The reason why I wanted to tell you a secret about survivor's guilt is because I've survived many things, and sometimes I've died and not been a survivor, but then I've come back, so in one sense I've survived. So, yeah, it was a bit confusing. There are many times when I've survived and other people have died. And some people feel guilty. I didn't really feel that guilty, to be quite honest, when, you know, in a war situation, people die. But I did feel guilty sometimes if I had given orders that this war needs to be fought. And then I see, because oftentimes what happens was in smaller battles back in the day, there used to be a plot. They used to say, right, we'll have our battle on this part of the land. Two sides come together, fight it out, and loads of people die, basically. Whichever's got the most stand-in wins. But even then, it's like, depending on what it is, they win or lose. Obviously, the crown would always win. But not necessarily. They might lose a scrum, but they're not giving up. So, yeah, I felt guilty for saying, yeah, send the army over there, stop that, and then they all die. Well, not all of them, but, you know, people die. Because it seemed like whenever I was given orders, this is when I was a kid, and yes, it was my job. I had to take those big decisions. The army also took those big decisions. Well, the Admiralty, rather, I should say, took those big decisions too. But they wanted me to get used to these situations so that I would never be afraid of them, as from a little kid. So, whilst, yes, I had to be, you know, religious and make things better for everybody and be somebody who would right the wrongs, I was supposed to do that from, you know, kindness, from not harming anyone, from the gentlest way. So the monks were quite disturbed that I had to make all these decisions, which were about life and death. And it was like, at the time, you know, where the armies split all over the country from these marauders. This is back in the day, like centuries. And where do I send them? We haven't got enough to send all over the place. We would just, you couldn't split the army like that. They'd all die. So they had to go in bigger groups and just say, we can do that or we can't do that. We can go here, we can't go there. And we were, you know, in the middle of England, mostly. So often it was hard to get to, you know, the furthest places on time. So it was really tough because I knew that everyone was going to die in that part of the country. But then I could think, okay, the others will survive. So yeah, I knew people were dying. Of course, I knew that. But I had to make that decision. And do I regret it? I can barely remember the circumstances now. It's too late to regret. What I did was what I did. I sent the army out to the places I thought that they could win at so that we could make sure that we could get a stranglehold on this. But more and more figments were invented, which is not something I really thought about then. I thought these people were already here. They weren't. They were invented in places we couldn't reach. They invented them so that we would be stretched. So, again, do I feel guilty now for what happened? No. What I did feel guilty about sometimes was that, quite possibly, I could have used my healing power more. But then I couldn't because I didn't always have it. So when I had it, I used it. And sometimes the soldiers really freaked out about it, so I had to stop using it. Because they thought, there's something wrong with me. Even though they knew I was religious, they didn't see the power as something that was coming from a religious point of view or was a good thing. They saw it as witchcraft, which is really why I stopped using it a lot, because quite obviously healing people is a bit magic sometimes. Well, they saw it is magic, basically. And I was just like, you know, they didn't want to be saved. And you know what? More and more soldiers used to say they didn't want to be saved. And that made me feel guilty for sending them out there to die. I didn't send them out to die. I sent them out there to win, but they ended up dying. And it's not just the soldiers. It was the villagers that they were protecting. They all joined in and they died and left the women on their own and the children and so on, all over England. And did I feel guilty? No, I didn't. I thought they're alive. Better they're alive than dead. But then the marauders got to them more easily and humiliated and defiled the women and children. Tried to marry them. Tried to take over their houses, everything. And then I started realising, what is this going to do to our country? But the women were stronger than that. Most women fought or killed themselves. So did I feel guilty then? Yes, of course I felt guilty. But I was glad that they didn't join forces and breed with them. Because it was, I mean, it's just disgusting to think that your enemy would then take over your women and try and have children with them. I mean, how revolting is that? I mean, it's sick. To think, the women were stabbing themselves in the belly at that time. Women learned how to abort. People did not want rape children. So, yeah, it's sad. It's really horrible. It's disgusting. That is not my fault that that happened. That is the fault of the revolting people that did that. And yes, this Armageddon, this time round in modern times, when they started raping people and the women forgot that they'd been raped and started having children, what could I do? They didn't even know what contraception was. They didn't know what abortions was. And when they did, they found out it was wrong, it was bad. There was abortion protesters, which I, you know, part of me thinks, yeah, you know what, okay, fair enough point, you don't like it, fair enough. But then to murder the surgeons and the nurses from the clinics, now that is totally out of order, because that's what was happening. They'd protest and protest, they'd push people, beat them, they'd humiliate the girls. Some of these girls have been raped. Why should they have a rape child? Go and get yourself an abortion. Blatantly, who wants a rape child? I mean, gross. And these anti-abortionist people, some of them were disabled and they were all going, does that mean that we're not a real person? Does that mean that we're denied life? What the frick has it got to do with you? And what has your disability got to do with it? Sexism, racism, disabilityism. I don't know what you say that, what the word is for that. Nothing to do with it. It ain't your choice. People were dying because of this revolting attitude that you can force people to have rape children or to make the decision to have become a prostitute because you're not married. Why would you do that? How many children are there now? Don't even know. Do I feel guilty about surviving that? Because when I was 8 years old, I blatantly said yes when the doctor told me they wanted to breed the Queen of England to ruin the bloodline. The doctor said it was for England and I completely concurred. Yes, I was scared. It didn't hurt one bit. I can't have children. And I do not regret that decision at all. And yes, I've forgotten that I couldn't have children. Thought I was pregnant. Bit wind or gas. What they used to do is they used to drug you up, fill you up with a beach ball, right, which wasn't no air in it. Then they'd pump up the air and they'd do this regularly so that you get bigger and bigger, but you would be drugged so you wouldn't realise. Sometimes they filled it up with water so you feel the weight of it. So you'd think you were pregnant, but no, you weren't. You were filled up with a beach ball. It's the most disgusting thing I can think of, that they would do that to women. Women look, I mean, how embarrassing would that be? You think pregnant, oh, I've done it a few times when I thought I was pregnant. And one time I got raped and I thought I was pregnant. I stabbed myself in the stomach for that. I'm not having a rape child. I mean, how disgusting is that? The guy, I know the guy, was like, yeah, it's mine. I was so disgusted. I just grabbed the knife and he was so exhilarated that I was having a rape child. He even said he was a rape child. I mean, that's how disgusting these people are. They not only want to hurt you, they want you to live with their filth, torturing you for the whole of your life. I mean, how disgusting is that? I am outraged that these filth are even... I can't actually believe that their brains work properly, is basically what I'm saying. But I survived without that. I didn't survive not being defiled. Oh yeah, I got defiled. I'm not going to say I didn't. But I survived not being bred. And that some women have been bred. Some people do it on purpose. But the people that didn't know, some people were drugged and forced to have children. The children would be taken and turned into prostitutes. And that is disgusting. So yeah, I survived. And yeah, I felt guilty for not figuring it out at the time. I mean, it's something, how would you figure that out? I mean, yeah, you can see how one person, you know, you might hear of a case where, like a police case, investigation, you might read about it in the papers, where one person might do that. You might think, this person's disgusting, lock them up, give them a death penalty, done. This wasn't just one person. This was hundreds of people did this. Hundreds in the Armageddon. Against women, but not only against women, they were defiling men as well. They didn't care who it was. And then they didn't care if the person was dead. They were necrophiles as well. I mean, when you're dead and you have been defiled, your dead body has been defiled, yeah, what can you do? You can't really do anything. And people are so like, can you believe that's actually happening? People are like, nah, that can't actually be happening. Must be brainwashing. You'll think of 1,000 excuses. But that actually happened. And that actually has to be addressed. This happened in England. I'm not saying it didn't happen in other countries because I don't know. I hope not. But this disgustingness actually happened in England. Not that long ago. And yes, it's disgusting. But if we never acknowledge that disgusting things happen in England, when it happens again, we won't be able to believe it and it will carry on happening. And people turn a blind eye and people deny it and pretend it's not happening. And more people die and get defiled and have rape children. And protest so that people have to live with the filth of being defiled. Now, some women, they can come to terms with it. I know that some women have actually come to terms with it. I've met them. And fine, it's not the child's fault. I accept. Me, I don't think I could come to terms with that. But that's just me. And what I was most disgusted about surviving, because I felt like I was the only one that survived, only to find out that there weren't any people left that I knew. They'd all died, they'd all gone. And yes, yeah, I could make more friends. Not when I was being persecuted, obviously. But before, yeah, I could make new friends, and I did. And I'm slowly remembering who my friends were. But for years, I've not had friends, like real friends. I mean, like proper friends that are like sound, you know? And not really missing it either, because I don't quite believe that people know what friendship is after I've been persecuted. I cannot actually believe that people understand that being a friend is not robbing them, taking their computers, taking their cars, taking their houses, taking their bank accounts, taking their money, taking their name, taking their reputation, lying about them all over the place, walking past them and sniding every time. I can't believe these people are real. I mean, they're something wrong in their heads. I still don't believe that they're right in the head. But it's stopping. People are changing. But that's the guilt, that there aren't anybody, there isn't any that many people that actually did realise, did make a stand, did say, you know what, this is wrong. There aren't many people that said that. Anyway, this is me, Red Gachet. I'm saying it's wrong for everyone. Laters. Bye.